Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Parsha's Vayetze, first Aliyah. Lazecher Nishmas Shmu Mordechai ben Shimon and Etel Bas Shaul. Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov left from Beersheva and he went to Haran. Rashi says, why are we saying that Yaakov is going out to Haran now? Because we stopped in the middle for the seventh Aliyah, where we talked about Esav marrying Yishmael's daughter, so we're coming back to this inyan. And even though I should have just said that we're going to Haran, why does it say we're leaving from Beersheva? To tell you that when a tzaddik leaves a place, it makes a roshim, the Rashi says. Roshim means that it leaves an imprint, that his glory, what he bestowed upon the place, is no longer there. Vayivka b'makam v'yalan sham kiva hashemesh v'yikach mi'avni amakam v'yasem mirashusav. And Yaakov encountered the place. He ran into the place and he lied down there because the sun had set, and he took from the stones of the place. Vayishka b'makamahu, and then he slept in this place. There's a lot to say in Rashi in this pasuk, because vayivka is a funny word to meaning to arrive. Yivka also can mean a tadavin, and also can occur suddenly. So Rashi explains that all of a sudden he encountered this place. There was a kfitza saderach, and he davened there because the sun set. This also teaches us, Rashi says, that Yaakov established the tefillah of Arvis, of Ma'ariv, as we see him davening during the nighttime. And the sun sets, and all of a sudden he's davening there, and he ends up sleeping there. Alternatively, a later Rashi, which appears in Pasuk Yud Zayin, seems to say, when it says V'yifka b'makum, that all of a sudden Har Habayis sort of arrived right in front of him. The Har Moriah arrived right in front of him and said, how is it possible I can leave this place without davening? Time and space seem to be contracting over here to bring him over to this place at this time to daven. That's what Rashi is getting at over here. Rav Kook in the Ein Hayah talks about this, the notion of this tefillah being established of nighttime, the loneliness, the refuginess of it, and then encountering the place to daven all at once. This is a very telling point to what Marav is all about, the Emes V'Yamuna, which we daven on Marav. It's a prayer that we pray during the nighttime, which is a time not of clarity. It's a time of darkness, and yet we pray and ask for salvation there as well, just like Yaakov Avinu did. Then Yaakov seems to make some type of enclosure for his head and some type of pillow for his head out of all these different stones. And the Midrash explains later that the Pasuk refers to it as one singular stone. In order to solve the mystery of the missing stones, the Midrash explains that all these stones wanted to a certain extent be that place for the tzaddik to rest his head, and as a result, that's what made one stone out of the many stones that he initially placed around his head, under his head, around his head, and later it only speaks of one stone. Then he slept in this place. Rashi takes this as a miyut, this place. However, he didn't sleep anywhere any other time. Rashi again refers to the 14 missing years, which he does in Shvi'i of Parshas Toldos, where he says that Yaakov was there in Shem Ve'Ever learning for 14 years before he continues on this way, and he had not slept up until this point. V'yachlom v'hine sulam mutzav aretza v'roshu magia ha'shamayma v'hine malche elkim olim v'yordim bo. And he dreamt, and there was a ladder, its feet on the ground, and its head reaching the sky, and there are malachim of Hashem going up and coming down. Going up and coming down, that's first they went up, and then they come down, Rashi says, that the malachim who accompanied him in Eretz Yisrael are different than the ones who are accompanying him to ones in Chutz La'aretz. So the malachim Eretz Yisrael went up, and the malachim Chutz La'aretz then came down to accompany him. V'hine Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem is standing over him. V'yomer ani Hashem elkei Avram, avicha velkei Yitzchak, ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha, lecha etnena ulezarecha. The land that you're sleeping on, that you're lying on, I will give to you and to your children. Rashi says standing over him means guarding him, and even though he says that normally Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say I'm the God of somebody who, while they are still alive, since Yitzchak was locked in his house and unable to see, to a certain extent he was dead. And many midrashim discussing the sort of death of Yitzchak, whether it's because he could not see, he's stuck in his house and not able to get out, or because to a certain extent it's as if he was Nikrav on the Mizbeach. But the midrashim reflect on this as well. Rashi says that you're sleeping on does not seem to be so impressive. You know, so I'm sleeping on a little bit of ground. This is what you're going to give to me. Rather, Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped up all of Eretz Yisrael and put it under Yaakov Avinu, and saying that this, all of this, is going to be yours, not just the you know, Dalet Amos that you're sleeping on. And your children will be as many as the dirt of the earth, and they will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north, to the south, and all of the families of the world will use you as an example of a blessing, you and your children. V'hine anochi imach ushmarticha bechol asher telech vashivosicha el ha'adama hazos. And I am with you, and I will guard you in everywhere that you'll go, and I will return you to this land. You see, to a certain extent, that the notion of vayifka, of the davening that Yaakov did, according to the Midrash, which happened before vayifka b'makom, here is Kadosh Baruch Hu's answer to that tefillah, that I will indeed protect you. Rashi also adds that I am with you, I will not let Esav or Lavan hurt you, so don't be afraid of them. Kilo ezavcho ad asher im asisi es asher dibarti lach. And I will not leave you, I will do exactly that I spoke to you. What I've said that I'll do to you, clearly Rashi says that, well, where do we ever see Hashem speaking to Yaakov before this? Rather, what I've spoken about you, meaning that you will be the recipient of the brachas of Avram and Yitzchak, not Yishmael, not Esav, just you. So that's what I've spoken to you, meaning about you. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso, vayomer achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, vanochi lo yadati. And Yaakov awoke from his sleep, and he said, "There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this place, and I didn't know. I didn't know." Rashi says, "Because if I knew, I wouldn't sleep in a makom kodesh like this." Vayira, vayomar, manora hamakom hazeh, and he was in awe, and he was scared, and he said, "How awesome is this place? Ein zeh ki'im beis Elokim. This is the house of God, Elokim." Zeshah Shemaim, this is the gates of heaven. Rashi says that this ladder that he saw, its feet were in Be'er Sheva, its middle was parallel to Yerushalayim, and its head was in Beit El. And that's how he saw it. You can envision it that way in the beginning part of the Midrash that he quotes from Rabbi Elazar, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, so that Yaakov is there in Beit El, but looking at this ladder going up to from Be'er Sheva to Beit El, passing over Yerushalayim. At the same time, the Midrash that we were just talking about before has Yaakov making it to Yerushalayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "How is it that the tzaddik is coming to Beis Maloni, and the place where, you know, all of his avos have been, the Beis Hamikdash, the Har Moriah, Beis Maloni? How is it possible the place where my Shechina will dwell, and he's not going to stay there, and he's not going to?" So rather that how could it be then? But Beis El is loose, as we see later in the pasuk. Rather, so at the same time, that's the midrash that we quoted earlier, saying that the Har Moriah jumped over to where Yaakov Avinu was, because otherwise, how does the geography work out? Vayashkem Yaakov baboker veikach es ha'evin asher samim rashosav v'yasem osa matzeva v'yitzok shemen al rosha. Yaakov got up in the morning and he took the stone that he had placed under his head and he made it into a matzeva, a mizbeach to Hashem, and he poured oil on its head. And of course, this is the stone which is giving us the problem with the other Rashi, which is why Rashi says that all the stones came together to make one stone. Ve'ikra shem ha-makom ha-hu beis el, ulam luz shem ha-ir l'rishona. Yaakov called the place beis el, but originally its name was luz. Ve'idur Yaakov neder le'mor, and Yaakov swore a vow saying, imi yeh elokim imadi u'shamrani b'derech ze'a sha'ani hulech, v'nasam le'lechem le'chol u'veged l'lbosh. That if Hashem will be with me and guard me on this way, that I am going and gives me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Rashi explains that the pasuk is to say, if indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will guard me like you say you're going to, and you're going to give me bread, because the pasuk in Tehillim says, Lo Raisi Tzadik Ne'ezav, Hezar Mevakesh Lachem, that a person who is Ne'ezav, who is forlorn and forgotten, he doesn't have bread. And Kadosh Baruch Hu assured him that lo ezavcha, that I will not forsake you. So here it's the same thing. Someone who has bread is not forsaken. Veshavti v'shalom el beis avi, and I will return in peace to my father's house. Rashi adds shalom also meaning whole from sin, that I will not learn from the ways of Lavan, as we will remember in a couple of weeks' time. Im Lavan Garti v'tarig mitzvah shamarti, that I will not learn from Lavan's ways. V'haya Hashem li l'elokim, and Shem Havaya will be for me Shem Elokim, that Midah Rachmim will be the Midah Sadin, meaning he says that the Shem Shemayim will be on me from the beginning to the end, entirely. There will be no sin amongst my children. And in the same way that you promised me, I promised Avram Avinu, that I will be your Elohim as well. Ve'aven azos asher samti matseva yiyye beis Elohim, and this stone will be a beis Elohim, will be an altar and a house of the Lord, a place to daven. And Rashi says, and we see that he does this upon his return. Vechol asher titenli, and everything that you give me, aser asrenu lach, I will give a tenth of it.